Nolte, journalist stocks, intimidate paramedic who contributed $10 to Rittenhouse Defense Fund. By John Nolte on April 19, 2021. A Utah paramedic who contributed $10 to a defense fund for Kyle Rittenhouse is now the victim of a media terror campaign. It all began Friday when the far-left Guardian took advantage of a data breach at a Christian website to publish the names of private citizens who contributed to the fund. Rittenhouse, who was 17 at the time, is charged with shooting and killing two people during last year's Black Lives Matter riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is pleading self-defense, and after video of him under attack was released online, many believe he is being unfairly scapegoated and prosecuted. Using this hacked material, a monster journalist named Jason Wynn from ABC4, Salt Lake City's ABC affiliate, decided to make a play for a Kyle gig by terrorizing this paramedic, whose name won't be published here. Wynn named the man, and with cameras in tow, even showed up at his house in a way that revealed all kinds of details that gave away the location of this private residence. This fascist media monster, who obviously has a problem with the presumption of innocence and due process, also tried to get the paramedic fired by ratting him out to his employer. The city responded by releasing a statement that said it is conducting an investigation into the matter. "We can confirm that, name redacted, is an employee of the West Valley City Fire Department. We have become aware of a donation made using his government email account. We are conducting an investigation into this matter. However, such a donation would be representative of personal actions and not those of West Valley City." Finally, in an obvious attempt to gin up public outrage against the city for not firing the paramedic, this scumbag reporter closed with this statement, name redacted, "will not be placed on administrative leave during this investigation. It's not clear how long that will take. What we have here is nothing less than the corporate media engaging in political terrorism. The deliberate act of painting a big target on the back of a man who dared express unacceptable political beliefs with a small donation. This is also the media's way of warning the rest of us not to behave in inappropriate ways. A direct threat to the overall public that this could be you if you dare color outside the suffocating lines drawn by our fake, far-left media overlords. While I have no personal opinion of Rittenhouse's guilt or innocence, this is a complicated case. I'm perfectly comfortable saying this is the perfect case for which to launch a defense fund. Rittenhouse has a compelling case, not only for his innocence, but for his claim of being the victim of political persecution. This paramedic did the most American thing an American can do. He stood up for the rights of an individual against the power of the state. And now this paramedic is being openly and publicly persecuted, doxxed, and threatened by the corporate arm of the state, our dangerous and fascist media. This is nothing short of McCarthyism, and the only way to beat it is to brazenly and belligerently ridicule, expose, and defy it."